And now, it's time for part three of In the Moment. All right, y'all, let's get down to business. And if I'm high, so I'm getting through it.
I'm just trying to bring a man to it. All right, so the new season of Power has apparently been canceled. Did you know about this?
Not the one with Tariq.
That's the one?
I thought it was going to be their final and last round.
Nope. And it's funny you mentioned Tariq because in real life, his name is Michael Rainey Jr. And, well, he didn't know the show was getting canceled either, Katie.
Oh, no.
He said on social media that he had no idea. He found out by email that the show was being canceled. And 50, also known as 50 Cent, who is the producer and writer, one of the writers of Power, came out and said, well, Michael, you should have answered your phone.
Apparently, so he's like, we did call you.
Yep.
And you didn't pick up.
Tariq wasn't answering his phone. Now, I ask you this, Katie. When you think of the world of being fired, I don't agree with the way we fire people.
No.
But let's start with this whole Power thing. If you're at that point, you're an actor, you're big time, you're doing your thing, how should they let you go? My man found out by an email. Is that wrong?
Yeah. I think you pull him aside. Hey, man, look. The show's going in different directions.
When you pull them to the side, because you might get the notification that it's a wrap when y'all not on set.
Oh, then that's different. If you're not on set and you get that notification, I say a phone call, not a like an email. I say call. But in this case, you said that 50 claims he didn't pick up his phone. So they tried to call him.
You know 50 be. He might have been telling
you. But my thing is genuinely, if you know this is happening in a situation where you can't meet that person face-to-face, at least call them and say, hey, look, this is just what's coming out right now. I'm so sorry, but this is how it is.
Phone call.
Yeah.
That's what you think is the best way to handle it. Mm-hmm. If you are the leader of the business, call and say, yo, this is what it is.
If we can't meet face-to-face, call me.
I'm not mad at that. Have you ever been fired?
Twice.
For real? How they walked you out?
So the first one.
No, because the walkout is always crazy on firings.
I will never forget it. I will never forget it. It was the first time I was fired. I cried in the car to my mom, and I called her. I was like, they fired me. because I thought I was a great employee. And it was, you are my most elite employee. Anyhow.
That's what they tell you right before they fire you.
Now, Mo, you know me. I don't take vacation unless it's necessary. Or if
you really don't take vacation at all.
At all. Yeah. Or unless it's something that the whole group is doing. Other than that,
you have to be forced.
I'm there.
Yes.
I don't miss a day. I'm not late. I've never overslept. I'm bop, bop, bop,
rain,
bop,
sleet, hail, snow. I know.
Right? Yep. Since 2016 for this job. Right. I don't miss a beat.
Right.
And that's because that's how it was instilled in me that my work ethic matters. And then on top of my work ethic, me being a Black woman, I cannot do the bare minimum, or what even is not the bare minimum. What's minimally required of me, I have to go above and beyond.
Can we be honest about that for a second?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
To our white listeners.
Oh, my gosh.
Let us be the first to tell you. I hate to talk about the racial divides in certain topics. Y'all know this. I say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're being honest, from a Black standpoint, the way we were raised, the way that we were told we have to go about our business, it baffles us sometimes the things that you can get away with in the workforce as a white person.
Mm-hmm.
Just being honest, like y'all get away with things that we can't even wrap our heads around. I mean, like things I would never even dream to try. I have seen white people pull off at a job and not only walk away with their job still intact, but with a promotion.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I've seen things go down that I'm like, what? How?
But if it's something where the roles were reversed and it's something that we did, we would never get away with it.
No way in hell.
Or if we make one mistake, right?
One mistake. Oh, my God. It's email after
In the
after
several
email.
Years that oh. we've done great, if we make one mistake, we will never be able to live down that mistake. And that annoys me to the core, but that's just how we're raised. We're raised to already deal with that. So it's like, it's annoying, but we're already raised to
We're prepared for it.
With that mindset of, just be prepared for this because of
it's
who
the
you
way
are.
It goes. One hand behind your back and you still got to be two times as good.
you got to be way
that's what we're taught
and beyond.
For sure.
And so the one time that I had been working for this company, I decided to take a weekend trip with my friends. And outside of the weekend, it was supposed to be like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I took an extra day. I just took one day, the Thursday before, and I was going to return to work on Monday. Now, mind you, at this job, for the 2 years I worked this job, I did not take a single day off at all. I was there, whatever was required of me, boom, bop, bang, I was there. So while I was on this vacation that I made my boss aware of and my manager who was above me, there was two people above me. From Thursday to Sunday, I'm going to be on vacation. If it's emergency, let me know. But other than that, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
While I was on break,
mm-mm,
that Friday,
mm-mm,
the head honcho CEO was like, yo, mm-mm, Katie, can you send me ZYXXYZ? Now, mind you, I'm out in Miami drunk as shit, having the time of my life, finally enjoying vacation and getting to feel what it feels like. I'm like 24 at this point, like just having a great time. And I respond back to the email and I said, right now I'm not in a position to send you this, but Monday, as soon as I get back in the office, I'll send you everything you need. Everything you need. Like right now, I'm on vacation and you know I'm on vacation. But Monday, when I get back in the office, I'll get you everything you need. And he said, okay, smiley face. That was his response in the email. It said, okay, smiley face. Monday arrived after the Burt Show. I went to work because at this time I was part-time for the Burt Show. After that, I went to work. I got to work and nobody was there.
Mm-mm.
And it was a small office that I worked for.
Mm-hmm.
It was dark up in there. I was like, where everybody at? Where everybody at? It was my manager. Now, mind you, it was the CEO who had sent me that email. My manager was there, the dude who was like below the CEO but above me. He was like, yo, Katie, I'm so sorry. I'll never forget it. He said, I'm so sorry. Everybody was too chicken to show up today. But we're letting you go. And mind you, I was the only black person that worked for the company. So for me, him saying that everyone was too chicken to show up today means that we don't know how the black woman's going to react.
I can see that.
If we let her go.
Yep.
And he said, all because I didn't respond to an email when I was on vacation that was approved. And I didn't give the boss what he wanted at that time.
Yeah, is that the real reason, though? Or were they looking for a reason and felt like they reached to find one?
I feel like both.
You know, it'd be like that.
I feel like it. But at that time, I'm 24, right? I don't know anything. I don't know anything about this life or how the game goes. I'm learning the game.
Of course.
So I'm devastated. I'm like, what? Like, you told me everything was okay. You said, okay, when you get back on Monday, everything's going to be fine. You said, okay, smiley face. And I get back on Monday and only one person's here in the office. Nobody else is in the office. I'm talking about the office was dead. Nobody else is in the office. And then they send me text. I'm so sorry this happened to you. But you couldn't show up in the office? Mm-hmm. Is that? Like, you avoided me on purpose that day. And then was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. At that time, I was devastated. I called my mom. I was like, I've never been fired. And I was crying.
It's deflating.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about getting fired, right, is I just hate the way that we get fired. I mean, there's no great way to be fired. Mm-hmm. When you've given all of this time and energy and effort to a company and how much they show you that they don't give a fuck about none of that. And just, like, that bothers me.
But you know the one thing about that one, before I let you continue? Is that even though they fired me, the manager was like, I'll still give you a good review for your future job.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you're firing me, right?
Right.
Because you don't want me working here. But you're still going to say, if anyone calls about your future references, I'll still give you a good reference.
In other words, you don't deserve this, but this has to happen. And because of that, I'd be willing to help you get a new position.
The fuck?
Yeah, that's the way it goes, right? And when you really think about it, because I've been fired twice in my life. And before that, I took pride in never having been fired because of how much I showed up and showed my ass with my work ethic and doing what I'm supposed to do. Same way you did. The one time I got fired, I was working in a law firm as a paralegal, and I was in training to be a paralegal at the time. And I only worked that position because she wanted me to. She asked me to. And then when she fired me, she said that I was somehow going into all of their records and stealing files. And I told her, ma'am, with all due respect, if I knew how to do that, I wouldn't work here. Like, if I had the ability to somehow hack into the system and do all this shit that's above my head that you're telling me I did, I'd be on a beach somewhere drinking a Mai Tai, hacking into shit, getting millions. I wouldn't be here for $12 an hour. I just wouldn't. Second time I got fired, they told me it was because of some things that I was doing in order to advance my career, even though I was doing it outside of company time and with the permission of one of the higher-ups in the company.
We talked about that.
I ain't even here for any of that. They could have all that. I know somebody who got fired while they was on a family vacation in Disney World.
What?
Middle of the vacation. Same way you was on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that to somebody? That man is on family vacation. Now, my thing is, you could have fired him after it was over.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and they told me I'd rather know in the beginning.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then you can, like, go about how you're going to spend your money.
I don't want that.
Why would I want that? I'll figure that out when I get home. Mm-mm. Katie, you don't want to take your kids to Disney World and then on the second day tell them we're not going to any of the parks.
No.
You're not going to see Mickey. There's no Minnie. You're not even going to see an animal.
You're looking at it wrong.
How am I supposed to see this?
If I was told, right, in the same position, because I was in Miami when this happened. I was in Miami when he was like, okay, cool. I'll wait till you get back Monday, right?
Okay.
Having a time of my life.
Okay.
If he would send me that email on that Friday saying, hey, look, your termination is going to be effective immediately, right? I would have gone even more up just because YOLO, right?
You ain't got no money. You ain't coming back to no money. How you going to turn it all the way up with no money?
I figure it out when I get back. But that's the time to actually live my life.
So and you it ain't shows, living right.
No.
I hear you, but go ahead. I'm still at the same point when you finish.
It shows that I am not a slave to my job, aka why not live my life even more up?
You know why you should
because
live your life?
I may die tomorrow.
So then what the got to do with your job?
God forbid.
No, because that's exactly where I'm going. We don't have to go any further.
Oh.
Your job should not determine if you turn it all the way up on vacation. The fact that you may not be here tomorrow should. Mm-hmm. So you wasn't turning it all the way up and you had a little turn it up. That ain't on your job. That's on you.
Okay. You're
See what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
You're supposed to have that energy regardless because hell with the job, your life. YOLO is about your life, not the job.
Mm-hmm.
But to the dude who had happened to, he felt guilty about giving his kids the best Disney experience ever now because he knew they was going back to have to worry about their financial issues.
Should never
What you got to fire me midway through my vacation for, bro? This goes to my point of how they fire you with everything they do. When I got fired one time, okay, they told me when I got to the job, I done drove here. I could have saved some gas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What I even had to wake up for?
Right.
You could have let me sleep in. You could have sent me that email last night the same way you would have sent me that email.
And
if I had extra shit to do, you wouldn't have waited till I got to work. You would have sent it to me while I was off. You got to use gas to get back home now.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? They don't think about this when they fire you. Fire me at a point in time when everybody in the office don't have to watch me walk out. Why I got to go through the walk of shame? Send me my shit. I don't want to have to come in there and get my box. You're going to have my shit in a box. Now I got to be escorted out the building with a box in my hand. No. Security is behind me showing me this way. I've walked myself out for as long as I've worked here. Yo, fam, I'm good. I know which way to go. I know how to get there. I've walked. These are the type of things. Can we fix this?
Did you have the keys?
What you mean?
See, me.
Like a corporate card?
When they did that to me, I had the keys.
Yeah.
He was like, yo.
To get into the building.
And that's why he was like, we had to wait until you got here so we can get the key
back. No, you're not getting the key back. So that doesn't even. What do you think? You're getting it back?
They wanted to get it back.
No, I lost
and that's
it.
Why they
no, I lost it. And I know that it's going to be inactivated. You know what I mean? I know I can't use it, but I'm going to put you through the inconvenience.
Of having to reset.
Of having, yes. Sorry. I'm going to put you through that because you didn't fire me conveniently. So why am I going to make it convenient
you
to fire me?
You're
I'm
right.
keeping all of that.
Right.
I got all my IDs.
Right.
I might still show up to the building.
You know what I did?
Yeah, what?
That company, I had built a whole website for them.
Wait, okay. Oh, you still had? Tell me you shut it down.
I deleted everything. Yes. It had no access.
Yes. Absolutely.
I was like, oh, this is what you wanted? Delete, 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 delete.
Oh.
Delete, delete.
Oh. Oops. There goes them files all over that. Yes.
Oh my.
Now, I don't like the way they fire you, yo. Fire me how you hired me. You walked me in here. You was smiles. You was polite. You made it seem like we was a family in here. You told me how much my presence was needed. And then now when you done with me, like this how you do. One time they didn't even tell me.
Are you serious?
My mama. Yo, my mama, Katie, my mama called me in the morning and said, son, where are you? I said, I'm waiting for the train. I'm about to go to work. She said, no, don't worry about it. Baby, go across the platform and get on the train and go the other way.
Oh, no.
You going home.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead ass. Because my grandmother helped me get that job, that particular job, because I didn't want to work there. They forced me. Mm. And that's the one where she told me I was hacking files. I ain't not a hack a damn file. At that time, I couldn't even build an Excel spreadsheet. What do I know about hacking file? I don't like that, man. I'm sorry if you're going through being fired. You're going to be okay. It happens to the best of us. God closes a window so that he can open a door, right?
Look at us now.
Facts.
Who's next?
All right, city boys down, city girls up.
Yep.
City girls up 40.
Ah.
Bruno Mars is down 50 million to MGM. What?
That's a rumor.
All I know is if that rumor is true, he better pick that Versace up off the floor and sell it. Hey, yo, bro. No, Katie. What?
He better pick the Versace on.
He better pick that shit up, Katie. You better vacuum it and put it right on eBay.
For me. For me.
It ain't for you anymore. And that means we got music coming. I ain't gonna lie. When they said that, I said yes.
Finally.
Yo, now I need Bruno to have not only new music, but some toys, baby. Mm. I need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that's true. Yeah. I don't think that's true. And honestly, if he owe 50, he could get 50 back.
Oh, easy.
That's Bruno Mars. He could get 50 back. That boy created Mars. What y'all talking about 50? That's why they let him do it.
All right.
That's why they let him do it. He better sell Mars.
You right.
Talk about Venus. Now, speaking of Venus, City Girls up.
Yup.
You know why the City Girls up, Katie?
Nope.
Joy Chavis. Is that how you say her name?
C-H-A-V-I-S.
Yes, ma'am. You got it. This is the baby mother to rapper Lil Bow Wow, rapper Future, and newest Dallas Cowboys star cornerback Trayvon Diggs.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part.
You ain't know she 3 for 3?
No.
Now, if you going to be out here making it do what it do, right? And get you a 3-pack, if you got to go out that way, Bow Wow, Future, and Trey, that ain't a bad Trey. That's all I'm saying, Katie.
Yeah, Bow Wow got to go.
What you mean? What you mean? You know how many women I ain't got a baby daddy ain't got any Bow Wow numbers? If he got to go, it's a lot of baby daddies got to go.
Bow Wow's the corniest out of those three.
I'm not saying he not, but he certainly ain't the corniest out the world.
Oh, no.
So I'm just saying she up.
Yeah.
She ain't up. Because if you got all three of them somehow to jump on this bandwagon.
She up.
I mean, like, I don't know what she doing. If it's her personality, the way she talked to them. I don't know what this fetish is of the men all wanting to get the same girl. But it's working.
Body, addy, 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 addy.
It's them dance moves. She be getting it. So shout out to her, City Girls Up 40.
This is In the Moment's Note of the Week.
If you're going on blind dates, and by blind dates, I mean if you're literally blind. Katie, don't do that. You know I went on a blind date before. I told you this at very first comedy show in Atlanta. I told you this.
Oh.
I was auctioned off, okay? I went on a blind date. She was blind. Why are you laughing? You can't.
I'm sorry.
You can't laugh at that.
No.
Anyway, I had a great time. I did. I had a great time. For real. But I saw a post that made me think about her and about anyone else who may unfortunately be blind and be out here dating. And I want them to genuinely know that this is a thing. Now, remember, remember, one of our biggest in-the-moment fans is blind. Shout out to you, love. We are thinking about you. We care about you. She's always asked us to somehow transcript for her. And I just don't know how to do it.
We've listened to it because I don't know how to do it either.
We've tried to figure this out. We have not forgotten about you. We have genuinely tried to figure this out. I just don't know how to get this done, but I'm still working on it. But what I did see that disturbed me was there was a guy, and he posted this, and I want you to read it.
I dated this blind girl till she broke up with me a few weeks ago. Guess who's back with a different voice?
Amy, you can't laugh at that.
That's what it is, man. How you gonna know? Unless you touch me, girl, how you gonna know?
Wait, you don't think he would figure it out, though, for real?
No, because if they do a voice right, if he does it right.
Oh, my God.
Mo, there's a way to do it.
I'm not listening to you.
If he disguises his voice right,
yes.
You can act like a regular dude. You can say whatever. Like, right now, I can talk in my voice, and I can change my voice to a voice of a man. Like,
Yeah, I do know how smart blind people are, right?
Well, you had to touch the... Oh, yeah.
They are smart as hell, yo. I mean, I act like this is a thing. When one of your senses are unfortunately missing, the other one's enhanced.
It's heightened. That's what I'm saying. If she touched him, she's like, you know, this is the dude who I messed with before.
You don't
like,
think when know. She, you know what I mean? When she...
She'd be like, oh, that's your birthmark. That's on your
That's what I'm
ass.
Saying.
I'm like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you going to do then?
He can't do nothing then.
What are you going to do?
He can't.
When she go, wait a minute. Gerald? Right there in that moment, I want to know if this is you, right? And you came back to your blind queen with a different voice.
You gotta
first
hold
of
it
all,
down. You...
I want to know what the voice is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. How do you come back in her life?
What's
Katie?
What's his name? Oh no, as Katie is different.
It's
this
you.
Is Katie.
No, I'm. It's you that's going back to get your queen because you wowed out. You lost your queen. Now you
but
coming back.
But who's my new identity, though?
That's on you. How you coming back?
Give me a name, and I'll tell you.
Are you... All right. Delisa.
It's hard to describe my... Change my voice as a woman. That's hard, because I can't do that.
So that's... Okay, so you can wait. All right.
I can't.
Fine.
I can't do that.
All right. Just for my own personal satisfaction, just give me this one moment. Right. When she touches you there, and she has a feeling... that something's not right, and she thinks it's still Katie, right? And she goes, Katie? What do you do? That's all I want to know. What do you do in that very moment? You caught.
No, the first
you
thing
caught.
I said, first thing in my head is like, Katie who? Like, who the fuck is Katie?
That's what you're going to say?
Like...
She gonna slap the shit.
Some vaginas may be the same, you know?
This is how you gonna lie out of it? None of that sounds convincing.
I don't know how to lie out of that. I don't know how to lie out of that.
Don't worry about it.
And I don't know how he would have lied out of that. You know that person's body parts if you already touched them.
You saw him in a picture. Apparently it's working. Just be careful out here, yo. Be careful.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.